At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
So we're talking about things that are undeniably Boston. It is Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Sue here. And Kendra, we're talking about that because we have so many iconic things going on in Boston this weekend. It's like the perfect storm.
It really is.
We've got the Celtics playoff game. We've got, the 250th anniversary of Patriots Day. And we have, of course, the Boston Marathon, which, how iconic is that? So we're asking people, like, what is it that's just undeniably Boston?
Look who's got Smart Pack.
Smart Pack?
Is it the clicker? Car packs itself.
It's smart.
It's wicked smart. And I can pack it anywhere.
How about Dorchester?
Packed it. Foxborough? Packed it.
The Garden?
Packed it.
Saugus?
Packed it.
Swampscott?
Revere?
The Harbor?
Are you kidding me? I packed it and then unpacked it.
You unpacked it?
Kid.
Game changer.
I love that
is the
commercial.
Best commercial. You want to talk about Boston. John Krasinski and
Rachel Dratch
from SNL.
Riot. It was so funny. But it is. We are very unique here in the city. And Sue, you and I talk about this all the time. Like, we are a unique kind of chaos, but we love it, and we're proud people, I think, here in Boston. We're loyal people. But we want to know. There's a lot of people coming into the city, so you guys have been great. We've had so many calls from listeners, so we've got Joe here. Joe, what do you think? Where should people go if they're new to Boston?
It's super common and simple, but I would always say go check out the Boston Public Library just for the architecture. I'm a carpenter, and just all the molding and millwork in that building and everything, the cathedral ceilings, the beautiful, like, stained glass, and just everything about it. It's, free, and it might take you an hour to go look at everything, and it's definitely worth a good look.
I like that idea. It isn't something people would probably automatically think of, but that building is amazing.
Yeah, and you said it's free to walk in and sort of walk around?
Yeah, I mean, it's a library. You can see, very old, like, ancient books and everything they have behind glass and everything. And
right.
Yeah, there's some parts that are restricted, but I haven't been in a little while, but I'm almost certain. I mean, it's a library. It should be free. Yeah.
Do they have other things in there, like restaurants? Why do I feel like they may have more in the Boston Public Library, or am I imagining that?
I think they do have a little cafe in the courtyard.
Yeah, I thought they had something else. Like, they've sort of reinvented it to make it a little more modern. But that's a great idea.
I never
think of the Boston Public Library.
Yep. Yeah, and they don't, it's right in Boston. There's a lot of things around Boston, of course. But yeah, if they're in, Boston proper, it's definitely something to check out.
That's great.
Awesome. Thank you for your suggestion. We appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Zoe. Zoe, where would you tell somebody to go if they were new to Boston this weekend?
I would say definitely go to Mike Pastries.
In the North End.
The pastry. Yeah.
And it's funny you say that, because so many people will be carb loading if they're running the marathon. So they'll be in the North End anyway. So Mike's Pastries, that's a must.
Yeah, I love it there.
What do you get when you go?
I normally get a cannoli.
Yeah.
Just one? You don't get a whole box? Just one?
Sometimes. It depends.
one lonely cannoli. But that's pretty good. Mike's Pastry is delicious.
I know.
You can't really beat it. Every food place in Boston is really good, I think.
It really is.
It's a win-win all around.
Yeah, we're foodies. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
A lot of great places.
Yeah.
You really can't... you know what I also like about Boston? Everything is kind of close. I mean, it is tight and congested, but it does kind of benefit if you're coming into the city for one of these 3,000 things to do.
Yeah, they call us a small, big city, because we're...
They do?
We're a big city, but we're kind of a smaller, big city.
Yeah.
Like, everything is pretty... Yeah.
It's very tight. Those streets are very narrow.
Yeah, the traffic this weekend. Mm,
I always wonder what outsiders that come in, what they think of the roads. We have so many one ways. I don't think a lot of other cities have the structure that we do.
Like New York City, even though it's gigantic, it's all grids. It's like the avenues go one way, the streets are all numbered, they go another way, so you can figure it out.
Right.
In Boston, good luck. Figure it out. Are you kidding me?
No. But that's what we love about being here. Honestly, we complain and complain, but could we go anywhere else?
It's our city.
Yeah. That's right.